that today God is going to do a great, mighty thing in your life. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you ready to fly today? Oh, I believe that you're ready to fly. Oh, I know that God has a word for me today. Come on, somebody. I believe. Are you ready to fly? I don't care what you're going through today. I know that Jesus Christ has a plan in your life. It's not by accident that you've been born. Oh, I know it's not by accident that you're listening to me right now. But I want to tell you, I don't care where you're at today in the world. I don't care what nation. I don't care what country. Because I believe that God has a word for me today for you. Oh, I believe. Yes, I do. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready to fly? Yeah. I know I believe. Oh, I believe that you're ready to fly. Oh, yeah. God is going to lift. Oh, God is going to lift that burden off you today. Yeah. God is going to lift that burden off you. I know it's been heavy on you. Oh, God is going to take it away. Yeah, He's going to take it away. Oh, I'm going to be talking to you today in 2 Kings chapter 6. We're going to be talking about the axe head and how it floats on the water and how Elijah came and made it float. Come on, somebody, let's read it together. The company of the prophets said to Elijah, "Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to live." And he said, "Go." Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," Elijah replied, and he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, an iron axe head fell into the water. Now come on, somebody. An iron axe head fell into the water. "Oh, my Lord," he cried out, "it was borrowed." The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elijah cut a stick and threw it there. And he made the iron float. "Lift it out," he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you today, but I believe that this was a message that I received, and I believe that it'll be a blessing to you today. Come on, somebody. I don't know, but do you know how heavy an axe head would be? Do you know what's made out of iron and it's so heavy? And you ever lift or try to swing an axe and how heavy that axe is? If you ever tried to cut down a tree and I remember we used to go out in the woods and we had to cut down a tree and we had to swing that axe. And that was so heavy, and you would swing it, and you could feel the heavy, come on somebody. And I don't know, but if you can think of an iron object and how heavy an iron object is, and how it could just weigh on you. And if you try to lift an iron object, you could know it could just weigh right down on your body, and you could just feel it pull down on you. Well, remember what happened in this incident. There was an iron axe head, and it fell into a water, and it fell all the way down to the bottom of the water, and it sunk all the way down, and it was on the bottom. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but you're not listening to me today. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm trying to say. Some of you people have so much problems on you right now. You have so much weight, so many burdens on you right now. Come on, somebody. Listen to what I'm trying to say to you today. That you have so many burdens on you that's weighing you down. Oh, yeah, it's heavy on you just like an iron axe head. And it's weighing you down, all your problems, all your mistakes. financial burdens. Come on, somebody. I can feel the weight of your burdens right now, says the Lord. Oh, I know that you're feeling heavy weighed down. Many burdens. I know that some of you are worrying right now. You're worrying about tomorrow. God said, don't worry about tomorrow, for today has enough worries on its own. Come on, somebody. Yeah. But I believe that I'm here today to give you some good news. Even though your burdens are heavy upon you, I know that they're about as heavy as an axe head. Oh, come on, somebody. If you think of an iron axe and how it could fall in the water. Oh, I know, yeah, God is going to lift that off you. And when they cried out to Elijah, they said, oh my gosh, I borrowed this iron axe head. And Elijah took a stick and he threw it right in the water. And the axe head floated to the top of the water. Now you listen to me and you listen to me today. I know that you've been weighed down heavily for the past week, month, or year. And I know that the burdens of this world seems heavy like an axe head. But I'm coming to you today that Jesus Christ has come to remove them, to lift those burdens off you. Come on, somebody. I don't know what burdens on you, but I know it's heavy, and I know that Jesus Christ has come to lift those burdens. If Elijah had the power of God upon him and he could lift an axe head out of water, I know that Jesus Christ can come and he can lift those heavy burdens off from you that might feel like iron, that might feel like stale, that might feel like a rock on your head, but Jesus Christ said, I have come today to make your burdens light. Come on, somebody. My yoke is light, says the Lord. Come and rest on me. Oh, can somebody hear what I'm trying to say today? I know that you've been worrying long enough. I know your pain long enough, says the Lord. I know they've been heavy upon you, says the Lord. Oh, I know, yeah. I've known what you've gone through at the hospital, says the Lord. Oh, I know what you've gone through, yeah. Work, says the Lord. I know your burdens are heavy on you, but can you feel the power of God? Oh, just like that axe head, he made it float. Oh, God can make those burdens float right off from you. God can make those burdens float right off from you. You can raise them up now. You're ready to raise them off you. Everybody stand to your feet now. God's about to raise them off you. Yeah. Oh, I know. Come on, worry, doubt, fear. Oh, yeah. Oh, you've been worrying way too much. God is about to raise them off you. Oh, can you feel the heaviness being released? Let it flow. Come on, let it flow. Yeah, I believe now today. Somebody's listening to me today. Oh, oh God, yeah. My burdens are light, says the Lord. My burdens are light, says the Lord. Oh, I don't know why the devil put so much iron on you. I don't know why he put so much weight on your shoulder. But I've come to give you a word today. No more do you need to be carrying this weight. No more do you need to be carrying the burdens of the world. No more, no more, no more. God says, come to me. Oh, my burdens are light. Oh, come on, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when he showed him the place, Elijah cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. He made the iron float to the top of the water. And I don't care what problem you have today. And I know you're going through some pain today. I know you've been in the hospital. You have some financial trouble today. But I'm here to tell you that the Word of God told me that He's going to make your burdens float. He's going to make it float. The iron on you is going to start floating off from you. Come on, somebody. The worry on you is going to start floating off from you. Come on, somebody. God said He's going to make the iron float. Oh, the weight upon you can float today. yeah. Oh, I know that somebody heard me today. Why have you been carrying these burdens, says the Lord? Why have you been carrying so much burdens in your life? Come on, somebody. I never created you to worry like that. I never created you to carry so much burdens like that. Come on, somebody. Why are you worrying? Why have you had so many burdens upon you? Come on, just trust in me now. Come and search me now. Oh, get on your knees now. Come and search me, says the Lord now. Why do you worry so much, says the Lord? I never created you to carry so much burdens on you. You worry too much about your weight. You worry too much about your job. You worry too much about your family. You worry too much, says the Lord. The burdens of this world has gotten hold of you, but I'm coming to make it flow today, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus said, trust in me, and I'm gonna make the axe head float off you, all the iron that's been on you today. Oh, God wants to make it flow. Come on, I know that you hear what I'm trying to say, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you go to church, and when you carry all these burdens, Jesus gonna make it flow, yeah. I said he's gonna make it float off you, yeah. Are you ready to fly? Are you ready to fly, yeah? Jesus, oh yeah, you ready to fly? 'Cause I know you've had so many burdens. Oh, I'm starting to see that smile on your face now. Oh, I can see somebody dancing now. Oh, I can see somebody singing hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on, are you ready to fly? 'Cause I know it's time. It's time to fly. And it's time to believe in all those burdens that you've been carrying. I believe this week you're going to feel the iron lift up. You're going to feel it weighed off. And just like the iron, back in 2 Kings, he made the iron float to the top. It floated. And I believe all worry, all doubt, all fear, all anxiety is going to float off from you this week. Let's pray. Jesus, I pray for those that have anxiety, those that have worry and doubt, and they have a hard time trusting in you. I pray that you would lift it like you lift the iron in the Bible, like you've made it float to the top. I know today, this week, I'm going to see more smiles. I know today, this week, oh, come on, I feel the energy moving. Hey, yeah, yeah.